Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Just for you, Tom, I put this on Tom Borsig in the house.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
couldn't resist, Tom. I mean, it doesn't take me very long just to cause trouble. But I know that's one of your favorite teams right there.
Of course.
Yeah, we might have to get into that with Tom a little bit later in the broadcast. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. So, Tom, I had some technical issues. You probably didn't even get to hear the intro music I had for you.
Does that mean you have to do it again? I know what it was.
Just for you, Tom, those watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv or on our Facebook feed, you can probably guess that Tom is not a fan of Troy, but I won't play that too many times today, more than at least once per segment or twice maybe. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes direct to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I think we've got some background going on here, guys, and I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from, but we're going to have to turn that down and see what's going on. I'm a little slow this morning, but we'll figure out what's going on. I've got at least it's nice patriotic music. I don't know where it was coming from, but it's nevertheless, it's a little wrong time of year for that one. Ah, there it is. I guess I don't want to be disrespectful there, so I had to turn that one down just a little bit. I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you, so give us a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, ronsiegelradio.com. And I did notice, Tom, I think right after the broadcast today, we might have to go get a drink. It is 7-11 day today.
Nice.
So, free Slurpees.
Hey, drinking at 10 a.m.
Well, we can. That's a Slurpee. We're okay with that one.
Good.
It's almost 5 o'clock somewhere, so I don't exactly know where that might be. But they got a lot to celebrate today. Today is, Cheer Up the Lonely Day today. I don't know about that one. We're going to have to keep that one. We'll put that one on the back burner. American Pet Photo Day today.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go with that one either. National Rainier Cherry Day. I can go with that. Having beaten anorexia, National Blueberry Muffin Day. I can go with that one. And National Mojito Day. So we can go with all of those. And I don't know where we're going to fit the Slurpee in, but we might have to put that in there somewhere. We'll see what happens with all these. Dow Jones Industrial Average, looking at that one right now, down 11 points. Oil up 45 cents per barrel. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury falling ever so slightly, 2.373. That's not a good number for our seniors, but we'll talk about that one as well. I did think that we should take a look at what gas prices are doing right now because, the governor of California, he really wants to increase. And a lot of the people that we've sent to Sacramento, they want to make sure that we can keep our gas prices nice and high here in Taxifornia. Gallon of gasoline, national average, $2.26 here in Taxifornia, $2.92.6. And if you're lucky enough to go fill up your gas in South Carolina, $1.95.2 in South Carolina. So go fill up in South Carolina, save a dollar a gallon. That's about the way it works. Don't drive to Hawaii because it'll cost you a little more than that. It might ruin your car, and it's 6 cents a gallon more than we're paying here in California. So that's just an issue for you to plan on right there. But here's the reason I bring up gas prices all the time and our issues here in California. But I guess there's a bit going through Congress, through the state legislature and the state courts about the idea of, is our cap and trade, the program put in by Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2006, is that a tax? Now, I don't know why they find different ways. It's just all new semantics, right? I mean, how many ways can we steal the people's money and call it something other than a tax? Well, apparently, the Supreme Court of California said, it does fall under Proposition 26, and you do have to have that supermajority in order to continue the 10-year expansion of our cap and trade, which is, if you remember, added all that extra money to our gas prices right here in Taxifornia. I have people ask me all the time, well, how do you, Ron, where do you come up with this number of the idea of how much extra we're paying for gasoline because of the taxation? Well, go to taxfoundation.org, and they'll actually tell you exactly how much your state is paying, how much our state is paying in taxes. 40.62 cents is the cost of our taxes. That's just the state gasoline tax here in Taxifornia. So think about that concept, plus all the extra costs that we have because we have to have a special blend that nobody else can have. Unbelievable with all this stuff that's going on, but we will continue to share that information with you. We'll continue on with that one. Checking out other news worthy of our conversation this morning. You got to love this one. Listen to the news. I'm a big news junkie. Although at some point in time, I just kind of have to turn it off. I'm a sports junkie as well, and it is a bit of a conflict. I'm a food junkie and a wine junkie, and I guess I'm just a junkie is what they kind of say to me.
What are you doing?
Yeah. So we ended up having to turn off the news because they're all that we can hear about. The only thing that's going on in the United States of America is an issue that is really, really a big surprise. Is it amazing how a business person who's going to spend tens of millions of dollars of their own money wants to do everything possible to ensure victory? Does that surprise anybody other than the morons in Washington, D.C. and the Main Street media? Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting with a Russian lawyer. Wow, is that major news? He had a meeting with a Russian lawyer. Who cares? I mean, it could have been a Russian lawyer, could have been a German lawyer, could have been a French lawyer, could have been a Ukrainian lawyer. I couldn't care less. But he had a meeting with a Russian lawyer. So that's the only thing we're going to hear about on the news. And the Russian lawyer claimed to have some information that might help his father win the campaign. And that's all we hear about. Now, you just look at this and you just have to laugh. I mean, they're spending tens of millions of dollars. Do you not think the intent was they wanted to win? Do you think doing anything morally and legally ethical, that they were going to do that to try and win? It just baffles me that the news media, that's all we heard about for maybe the last 48 hours. Maybe if they found something new to cover, like maybe 28 million Americans losing health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act, maybe that would be beneficial. Maybe a 50-year-old military refueling plane going down and our servicemen and women losing their lives, you think that might be a little bit more important? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable that we can't get this legitimate coverage. But no, we have to hear that Donald Trump Jr. spent 20 minutes in a meeting in 2015 with a Russian lawyer. Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. I will move on because I don't want to make our whole broadcast the same stupid stuff that the rest of the media has been doing all day long. Unbelievable. Moving right along. Noticing in the news as well, high down payments are a cause of distress for some of our young people looking to buy a house. Now, here's the issue with this high down payment problem. Check this out. The millennials are mistaken in what their costs are for buying a down payment. We've talked about this many, many times. So many folks are still thinking you have to have 20% down. I had three phone calls yesterday from people saying to me, Ron, are there still 3% down payment programs? Well, yes, 3% down payment, those programs exist today. Now, those programs, you need to have a little bit of decent credit on. 3.5%, you don't even have to have good credit on. You can have pretty weak credit on the 3.5% down payment programs. And I did share earlier that I was going to talk to you this morning about a program that's relatively unique. Not a lot of folks will talk about this one either because it's not too sexy. But, hey, you know something? The fat bald guy, I don't mind talking about things that are not too sexy. How about a program where you have to make your down payment, 3%, 3.5%, and closing costs are covered. Now, it's not rocket science, folks. Anybody can have it. Anybody can do it. Here's the way it works. A lot of people don't understand it, though. You go to your lender and you say, what happens if I raise my interest rate, raise my payment, and you cover my closing costs? And any lender that understands their job, understands the way the world works, will say, certainly, we can do that. Now, you may be shit-ratching your head and saying, okay, but do I want to have that high interest rate program for the next 30 years? Well, that's where the issue comes in, that the unknowledgeable lenders are going to just laugh at you and they'll say, yeah, we'll take a high interest rate.
You're absolutely useless.
Here's the way the program really works if you want to do this the right way. How about giving a call to our team over at Gold Star Mortgage and saying, you know something, I heard Ron talking about this program that you have where you'll pay the loan, the closing costs, maybe 3% closing costs, and then do a streamline loan in 6 months and bring my payments down. Wow, it's not that difficult. You just have to understand it. It's not going to cost you extra money out of pocket. But think about this, 3% of a $500,000 house, if my math is correct, and I'm a simple guy, it's about $15,000. That can cover your closing costs. Now, you might raise your payment on that $500,000 house by $100 a month for the next 6 months. Might have to get a new appraisal after that. Call that another $500. You're doing this for $1,100. How many times a day would you trade $1,100 for a potential savings of $15,000? You just have to look at the numbers and see what makes sense for you. It's not difficult. You just have to have a lender that understands how to do it, a real estate professional that understands how the system works. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will share all that information with you. And remember, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about mom. We're going to chat about dad. How about planning for long-term care? What's the difference between today's senior communities that have so many things to do and the homes from yesteryear? We're going to talk about that as well. High impact of low interest rates on your purchasing power. Republicans, men, and credit card users. Who are the best tippers? We're going to talk about that one. And things you might not think of when refinancing your home. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/. Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. If you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
Our house, in the middle of our street,
are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T. The 79564, find your dream home before someone else does. The high impact of low interest rates is the subject of our real-time real estate segment today. According to Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey, interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage are currently at about 3.96%, still near record lows in comparison to recent history. The interest rate you secure when buying a home not only greatly impacts your monthly housing costs, but also impacts your purchasing power. A lot of people don't think about that portion of it. The purchasing power, simply put, is the amount of home you can afford to buy for the budget you have available to spend. As rates increase, the price of the house you can afford will decrease if you plan to stay within a certain monthly housing budget. I put up a chart this morning that shows what happens with prices from 3.75% interest all the way to 5.25%, and where your purchasing power goes if you set a budget amount. Each 0.25% in interest rate, the value of the home you can afford decreases by 2.5%. Experts predict that mortgage rates will be closer to 5% by this time next year. I suggest if you're thinking about buying a new house, act now, unless you just like paying a lot of interest. If you do, I don't recommend it, and I won't go any further than that. But that is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Chatting this morning, Tom Borsick's in the house, Senior Samaritan. He has a name badge on there in case he forgets. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. Let's chat and gotta get the mic set here so we can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. I don't know. He quit. I don't think we can't hear you anymore on that one. That was that's an old story. We can't go with that line anymore. But I know that we've got your theme song on tap for you.
I'm gonna have to send you a new one.
Before we go into this, I mean that
we're balling.
I did.
Very excited.
Well, I noticed that the first game that he played in the summer league,
triple double.
No, that was the second game.
Second game.
I mean, the guy couldn't make a layup.
That was.
I think the nerves must have got to him in that game.
That's how much he improved, see?
Yeah, he went from, what, 2 of 13 or 2 of 14 to triple-double in the second game.
Yeah, that'll be a quadruple-double next. No, just kidding.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm a Laker fan, so.
We'll see. The kid's 19, right? I mean,
it's just amazing that the biggest problem I have, I guess I don't have a problem with him, but the issue that I have is I'm not a big fan of all the show thing.
Yeah.
And I know it's a big part of building a brand and whatnot, but you know, when you compare what he's doing in his showboating, or what I term his showboating, to what we saw last night, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it.
With, I actually couldn't.
Aaron Judge, the man, big man. I mean, he's a three-sport, basketball, baseball, football.
But I did see it.
But in the Home Run Derby. Yeah. And afterwards, I mean, just very, very humble. He didn't have to go too crazy on all that stuff.
Yeah, nice guy.
Right, seems like a nice young – and again, he's what – well, he's a little older. He's 26, 27.
Yeah.
Old guy.
I feel like 280, 6'8", or 6'10".
Yeah, 6'7", 280, and then playing baseball.
Yeesh.
I don't think I'd want to be a second baseman with him sliding in.
Yeah, he was. It looked like practice swings, and they were going 500 feet.
Yeah, that was – I mean – it's almost like the Randy Johnson days when he used to be on the mound.
Right.
I mean, that was crazy. I guess I'm dating myself when I start talking about that stuff. But anyway, I guess we should talk a little bit about...
More sports?
More sports. Our seniors.
Seniors.
We you know something? I like the idea of chatting with you about the seniors just because, you know, one of the things, I know we want to talk about long-term care and planning and these other really important topics. Mm. But one of the things I still hear from seniors is their concern about, you know, they don't want to be basically put away.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I was very involved last week with the 4th of July events here in Anaheim Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know the name. I'm not going to give them a free plug anyway, but Brooks something or another. Mm-hmm. It's a senior community here in Anaheim Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this nice van that they brought out and had, we think that there was a bunch of seniors in the van. The reason I say we think that there was seniors in the van was because it has these dark windows. You can't really see in.
Right.
But the bottom line to it is that they're taking their residents to do these different outings. It seems like they have a great time.
Yeah.
Is that the norm now? Is that where the community is going with these things?
Yeah, they are. And that's what's exciting about the senior community in general is that they don't have to be holed up at home anymore, depressed about possibly losing a loved one or depressed about getting older and lacking their ability to get out of their own house to go do things because it takes an effort. Even for me sometimes, I don't want to get up and get out of the house, get in the car, drive to this something to do an event versus – these communities now have a calendar full of events, of things, and all you have to do is walk out front to the shuttle bus, and they take you around, and the one with the black, you know, with the black windows, and they'll take them to events in the Getty Museum, or down to the beach, or down to the pier, or even something as simple as going to Home Depot. How cool is that for men that maybe used to be construction guys, or Navy guys, or Army guys, or military guys, and they want to build something, and then break it. You know, and then
sure.
so go to Home Depot and go to a little class or something and have a good time. And they'll do all kinds of cool stuff like that the seniors can participate in.
Seems to me like it's a whole different world. And, you know, I might be all wet, but it doesn't seem with the amount of people getting into that generation that there's enough knowledge. And, you know, you hear a couple of companies doing these commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't hear enough real publicity saying this is a lifestyle. It's not just a bookshelf.
Right. Yeah. It's about relearning how to thrive again. You know, think about your own life going through decades, different things become of interest and other things fall off your interest level as they get into their 70s, 80s, 90s, different things become of interest. And they can share those things together, and there's different things that that allow these seniors to thrive. And it's all about finding what that is in that generation that allows them to thrive, what they maybe used to do 50 years ago or what kind of craft that they really wanted to do back when they were younger but never had a chance to. Well, now they can. So there's a lot of things that they can find out about seniors and what their interests are and allow them an opportunity to, hey, if you have 10, 20, 30 years left on the planet, do something really cool. You know, you don't have all this stress of grinding money and having to, you know, plan for your family and provide for everything in your life. You're over that. Your family's out and you're at the end of your time, and have some fun and do some things that really can make you thrive and be with other seniors at the same time.
Do they come up with any of the facilities that are what I would term like a themed facility? We've got a facility that's geared heavily to doing sporting or doing the arts or things like that, or do they kind of try and encompass as much as they possibly can?
Trying to. They're trying to actually. There's a couple. Like there's one in particular that has what I'll call it a man cave. So they're gearing towards those guys that were builders and construction guys, and they have, and it's grown. It's really about the community itself generating it, because it depends on the residents that are there. It's kind of self-generating. It's like people come in, they have a person that shares it or is a president of it. And I have one lady that started a walking club. You know, nobody, they didn't do any walking there. This lady walked in, came in, and after a year, she had 30 people in her walking club. Now they have a weekly walking club, and people can join in, and they go out on these big, long ventures, and it's just an exciting thing for them. So it's really self-generated inside the community itself. We don't have any themed community specifically just yet, but I think it's the residents within the community that come up with these different clubs, if you will, and then seniors can become part of those clubs, which is pretty fascinating.
It's a great way that I think our society is going as we continue to get an older and older society. We're going to talk more about this with Tom Borsak when we come back. Senior Samaritans is the name of his company, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, men, credit card users, Republicans, Democrats, who are the best tippers? We're going to talk about it. I thought it was kind of an interesting story. Came from creditcards.com. We may not like this one, Bruce. I know I saw you on there a little earlier, so I'm not sure you're going to be happy about seeing this results here, but we will chat about it anyway. Things you may not think of when refinancing your home. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. How about that? Fast pass approval. No longer is it a pre-approval at Gold Star. It's a fast pass approval. If you have enough time, they'll go out and find out who or make sure your loan is completely approved. That may make it an offer with no loan contingencies. You can't do that with a pre-approval. At least I wouldn't recommend it with a pre-approval. So the question this morning, things you might not think of when refinancing your home, if you are thinking about refinancing, I'm going to suggest to you, if you haven't done it already, I just had someone the other day who's waiting. His interest rate was 6.5% because he got one of the down payment assistance programs. I have no problem with those down payment assistance programs. Get in the game. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast about the idea of the no closing cost loan. And basically, you're going to increase your interest rate, increase your payment for 6 months, and then restructure your loan on a streamlined basis thereafter. Makes total sense to me. Now, what do you got to understand? What do you need to understand? You're going to have an appraisal. There are closing costs. Now, if you're going to have, you can pay the closing costs down the road, or you can have a little bit lower cost. I mean, at Gold Star, again, that if you tell him, just call Rick and tell him that Ron said you to waive the lender fees, waive all of his fees. Let him work, figure out how to make money other than that. You can do that. So all you have to deal with then is title insurance, appraisal, escrow fees, and they've got it negotiated for you. So there are some fees there, but if you can get a 3% concession on lender fees, think about that concept. Then you have to do documentation. Why do I call it streamlined? We just did it 6 months ago, right? Or if you did it 2 or 3 years ago, you're going to have all the paperwork. You're going to have the bank statements, pay stubs, tax returns, W-2s, 1099s. It's all the same process. Now, again, if you're doing a streamline, it's a little bit easier. Make sure that your credit is checked. Creditchecktotal.com. Run your credit before the lender does. No surprises there. Understand the interest rate. Again, you can raise the interest rate a little bit less this time and have a no-cost loan. It's pretty simple to do. But then understand, what is your long-term goal? If you're only planning on being in the house for another year or two, it may not make sense to do any kind of a restructuring of your loan. But if you're going to be there 5, 10, 15, 20 years, when we're looking at interest rates right now at 3.96, the Freddie Mac rate, I don't know if you qualify for that, but that's the Freddie Mac rate. Well, it might make sense for you to look into these things right now. Maybe you want to consolidate some of your other debt. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Tom Borsick, Senior Samaritans, is in the house and talking about senior communities. And Tom's a dear friend of mine, helped me get through a very, very difficult time in my life when my dad was passing. Tom I had gone walked that path a couple years before, and was able to give me some good guidance. And you start looking now, Tom, and I watch, you know, almost like 3 years, 4 years later. And you know something, I can't say too much. I would love it if my mom would look into one of these communities. Right? I mean, she's still got the same house that we grew up in, or a lot of, you know, she's been in there for 30, 40 years, something like that, long time. But, you know, she's in a 3,000-foot house by herself.
Right.
You know, we love it when she comes and sees us. She loves it when her grandkids comes to see her.
Right.
But, you know, there's no calendar on the refrigerator
right.
of all these events that you were talking about before.
Right. Like right now, what is she doing?
Probably having coffee.
Yeah.
You know, reading her iPad or
right.
actually with my mom, she's probably on Facebook.
Yeah, listening to you.
Trolling. Right? I mean, that's how she keeps track of her kids. A lot of grandparents, that's what they do now. They probably thought they'd never get into the social media world.
Right.
But they do because they want to see what their kids and grandkids are doing.
Yeah. You can see how they light up when like you said, grandkids come around, kids call. I remember when my dad, when he was alive, just calling. He would
right.
be like, hey, and I could tell he didn't want to get off the phone.
Right.
Yeah, he wanted to talk, and he wanted to have interaction. And it's proven that human beings, we want 7 to 8 conversations a day just to keep us healthy. So seniors, when they stay at home and they hole up like that, it's first of all, one, because they don't know any different. They're scared about, I don't want to go to a nursing home. No, they're not going to a nursing home. You got to think about them, that they're in their lives when they were kids. They were going to convalescent homes to sing Christmas carols, right?
Right.
To their parents and their grandparents. And all there were was nursing homes. All they knew. So that's what they think. So now, though, there's these beautiful communities where they can go and be with like people, like interests. And in fact, I have a lady that went into one. And now her family, they have to get on her calendar just to make time to have lunch with her. She's so busy. She's part of this group and that club and this thing and doing that and getting on the shuttle to do this. And she's got an active life. And then she can go back to her little apartment, one bedroom, two bedroom, whatever, and have her own privacy. But she's involved in a community now and doing things all the time. And it's just awesome to see.
What about, are you forced, are there a lot of mandates when you're in the communities? I mean, doctors or do you have to go to meals, community dining? Do you
nope.
eat by yourself?
Nope. That's the other thing that people were, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. I don't want anybody to tell me when to eat. They don't. It's completely independent. And now, obviously, and here's the nice thing. As they age, 80, 90, whatever, and they start needing some assistance, nothing changes. The assistance will come to them as needed. But everything's independent. Their decisions are independent. They can go to the meals if they want. They can cook in their own apartment if they want. They can have the family take them out of the community if they want. No big deal. They just have to, if they're on a regimen of, like, let's say, medication management that the community is monitoring, they just got to communicate, hey, I'm leaving the community for 7 hours, and they might need to, you know, then transfer the responsibility of some of the care to the family who's taking them out, logically.
So you can pick and choose that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% independent. They can come and go as they want. No one tells them what to do, where to go. They'll encourage them. They'll say, hey, there's a happy hour tonight. I have one community. There's a happy hour every night. Every night.
God, I like that idea.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But
I would love to get that time.
So, but I mean, they're encouraged. So yeah, they're going to let them know about it. Like, hey, there's a poker event tonight, or we're having a Monte Carlo night, or we're going to have a movie night, or we're going to do. So they'll put things on the wall, they'll put things on the calendar, they'll do things to encourage them that, hey, this is going on tonight. Why don't you come and join us? You know, or she can say, yeah, I'm not feeling up to it tonight. I think I want to read my good mystery novel and stay home tonight. Great. She stays in her community. Choice is hers, or she can participate. And that's the beauty of the options. Currently at home, there are no options. You know, they're waiting for that phone call from the grandkid.
Right.
To talk for 10
minutes.
They're
waiting.
You know, and getting on Facebook. And it's all just kind of by themselves and not much human touch and interaction.
Wonder how much longer the lifespan is in a community as opposed to being, you know, sedentary at home.
That'd be a great research. That'd be a great research experiment. Just, I think they have to, you know, I can probably Google that in one of your shows and talk about the interaction, what the health of somebody that has, I think, 7 or 8 conversations a day versus none, or human touch, or seeing another human being, what the lifespan and the health prognosis for people like that. But it's way higher. It has to be.
Sure. I mean, because when you're sedentary, you're not moving and running and doing, and your mind's not as active and engaging. And
depression sets in, and boredom. You know, it's like that. You can only keep yourself entertained so long.
Well, I hear a lot of the seniors, and I don't talk to as many as you do, Tom, but you know, the biggest thing on their calendar is which doctor are they going to this week.
I know, that's the thing. They almost look forward to it. You know,
right?
And that's the whole thing is that gets replaced with what kind of events and meals everyone likes to eat. They all love to eat.
Sure.
So meals and all different kinds of activities that are filled in on their calendar from this point forward, if they actually take that step. You don't need a 5-bedroom house anymore with nobody in it, with stairs. You know, it's a fall waiting to happen. You know,
right.
And possibly, probably, their bedroom's upstairs. Is your mom's
Most
bedroom
likely.
Upstairs?
Yep.
It's upstairs, so she's going up and down stairs. I mean, it scares me. And then there's no one there. If she falls, how long will it take for somebody to find her?
Right. Amazing. There's a whole set of technology for that now.
The next call. Yeah, the technology, but it's the next call or the next, you know, if she pushes the button or if it's a monitor or it's a motion detector or something. But
absolutely. Amazing information. We want to talk to Tom Borsig when we come back about long-term care. Who's taking care of it? What's the cost of it? Have you planned for it? We'll talk with Tom about that as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about credit cards. Who are the best tippers? This is going to be a fun conversation, so we'll chat about that one as well. You can reach us anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Who are the best tippers? And this comes from a survey, creditcards.com. The most generous tippers are, and if I was a little bit quicker on the draw here and if my guys were working, I'd have a drum roll going, but I'm not very good. But the most generous tippers, Republicans, Northeasterners, and credit and debit card users. Probably not among this group, Oklahoma City Thunder guard Andre Roberson, or Roberson, however he says his name, left a $13.97 tip. You ready for this? On a $487 bar tab. I mean, I think minimum wage in the NBA, last time I ever saw it, was over, or average, was like a little over $1 million, right? And $13, $14 tip on a $487 tab. All groups tip a median of 20% when dining at a restaurant, the creditcards.com survey found. At the other end of the spectrum, women tip a median of 16%. Democrats and Southerners and people who pay in cash tip a median of 15%. So why do men and Republicans come out as the best tippers? According to Matt Schultz, creditcard.com senior industry analyst says it generally comes down to income. The more you have, the more likely you are to leave a little more money on the table at the end of the night. Those groups, Republicans, men, Northeasterners, are higher income than their counterparts. Men aren't always so generous. About half of those who tip restaurant servers typically fall within a 16 to 20% range of tips, and a tip amount of 11 to 15% is a distant second. Little shock to learn that one out of five restaurant diners doesn't leave a gratuity at all, at least occasionally, according to the survey. Pretty interesting right there. Survey conducted by Princeton Survey Research Associates on behalf of creditcard.com also looked at Americans' tipping habits at hotels, coffee shops, and hair salons or barbershops. 27% of hotel customers always tip their housekeeper. 31% never do. 29% who visit coffee shops always tip the barista. 30% never do. 67% always tip the hairstylist. 12% never do. If you go back, they're going to remember. While men tend to be more generous restaurant tippers than women, according to the survey, that magnanimity doesn't apply to other categories. Here's where women are more likely to tip than men. Housekeepers, the women 47%, almost always tip 30%, 33% of men. Baristas, 47% of women almost always tip 41% of men. Hairstylists and barbers, 79% of the women almost always tip 74% of men. We get the whole report if you want to see it. Just a little bit of fun on this day. Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, Tom Borsuk is in the house. Tom, I got to tell you this. I have to make sure I tip extremely well when I get a haircut. They charge me once to cut my hair and once to find the hair. Both of them. If you're watching on Ron Siegel Radio, you would notice that.
Boom. Yeah, there's your sound.
There we go. There's my sound. See, even my soundboard went out when I told them I might bring in that UCLA song. The soundboard went out. Let's talk about long-term care, Tom. What's going on? It seems like that insurance is going away.
Boy, it's tough because, you know, long-term care, they keep getting gobbled up. But I think because so many people are taking the benefit. But it's just, excuse me, if you think about insurance in general, you insure so much stuff. You insure your house burning down. You insure your car. You insure jewelry. You insure this. You insure that. Renter's insurance. So many things that that you insure. And but you know, and some of those things may never happen. How often does your house burn down? You know, it
right.
doesn't. But it's just in case it does, right? And you can put a monetary value on it. My
that's
house,
what insurance is supposed to be for.
Right.
I mean, when I had my insurance license back in the 90s, mm-hmm. you know, the first thing they do is they teach you the definition of insurance. Mm-hmm. And most people have no clue what the definition of it. They think, well, you're supposed to pay for me, like with health insurance, right?
Right.
All it really is you're selling or you're paying for somebody else to assume your own risk.
Right.
Right. It's not that they have an obligation. It's that when they talk about what's the care pre-existing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why should the insurance company cover a pre-existing? That's not their obligation. It's fine.
Right.
Right. I'm selling them the right or they're taking the risk for a fee.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, but the long-term care, again, that's the whole idea of it, right? I mean,
well,
it's needed.
If you think about like insurance for your house burning down, right, you can put a monetary value on it. Right? House is worth X. My stuff in it's worth Y. And then my time away from it, if it burns down, is Z. Add them all together. That's my insurance, right?
Right, and then you look at what the flip side of it, obviously, right, is the insurance company is saying, what is the likelihood of
right.
the house burning down? And that's where I'm going
right.
to determine the fees.
Right, and on care, the difficulty I'm finding, first of all, I'm a big advocate, though. I don't sell insurance, so I have my own, got my own long-term care. What I'm finding is the seniors that planned and did get long-term care many, many years ago, today their options are plenty. As far as what their long-term care options are for taking care of them for the last 10 or 20 years of their lives, a lot more options for them. However, the problem is, how do you plan for it? You don't know what your care costs are going to be. You
right.
don't know if you're going to have a heart attack and drop dead on the 18th green, or if you're going
to... That'd be a great way to do it.
Great way to do it, as it goes in, by the way.
Right.
But or if you're going to have a stroke and be laid up for 20 years, or if you're going to have dementia and a slow decline, you don't know what kind of physical needs you have. So planning for that is very, very difficult.
Sure.
But not planning for it and doing nothing is also detrimental, because it puts the pressure on your family and your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids. If you have a 90-year-old person who needs help, who's taking care of them? I can't tell you how many families I deal with, 2,500 now, families. The 70-year-old kids are trying to figure out how to pay for their 90-year-old parents. Well, the 70-year-old kid has 50-year-old kids and 30-year-old grandkids and probably teenage great-grandkids. So you got five generations alive there.
Right.
And somebody's got to pay for this. And if the top of the food chain didn't plan for care and they need care today, who's going to pay for it? Where is it going to come from? Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing how many times you hear that it's not there. Now, when you talk about the communities, will long-term care pay for communities?
Yes. Long-term care pays for communities. It pays for in-home care. It depends on the policy. Lots of different policies like you would expect with insurance. They have 5% inflationary riders every year that go up with inflation. All that stuff's involved and can be provided for in-home care if you want to stay at home, communities. All different kinds of things that can provide that help and assistance. And one thing's for sure, we're either going to get old or we're going to die or both, right?
Right.
Going to get old and die, or we're going to die soon, or we're going to – but
one day of getting old and then
– right. That's, the goal is that, right? Living longer.
George Burns couldn't even find another way out.
Right. But eventually we're going to pass. So how much care you need during that time that your exit strategy. You have an exit strategy for everything else, business and everything else. What's your exit strategy for life?
Right.
How are you going to pay for it? So you don't want to deplete your entire savings and or you also want to leave a legacy for your kids. You got kids, you want to
sure.
leave a legacy for them. But if you're going to use your legacy on yourself, then you can't leave anything for them. So I just can't emphasize enough. I think long-term care insurance, I'm an advocate of it. I ran out and got it. When I got in this business, I ran out and got it because it's like, wow, I'd love to have an extra $6,000 a month or so, plus my income, Social Security, house, whatever my investments are. If I had an extra $6,000 on top of it to pay for care, I'm going to be on a cruise ship with two caregivers and food, and I'm going to be styling.
And it sounds almost like some of the communities are almost like a land-based cruise ship.
They kind of are. I have a lady, an example. You have time for a quick second? Quick example. Had a 70-year-old lady. She almost stopped her long-term care insurance. She kept paying it since she was 40 years old. 70 years old, had a stroke. 70.
Wow. Okay,
that's young, right?
That's a young age.
Had a stroke. She lost all her extremities from the waist down. She can't walk. She can't bathe. She can't toilet without assistance. She needs help. Her income is $1,700. Can't pay for much with $1,700, right?
Right.
Instead, her long-term care policy gives her a maximum now with inflationary riders at $9,000 a month. So $9,000 a month, she has a beautiful two-bedroom suite in Newport Beach, living large. She rolls around in her wheelchair. She's got an office set up in one, her living room in another, and a beautiful bedroom in another. It costs like $8,000 a month. The whole long-term care pays for all of it, and her $1,700 a month income goes in the bank. So everything's covered. She wouldn't have that if she didn't have the policy. She'd be living in a very low-budget, low-income place, not happy, probably decline, probably be depressed, and not be very happy.
Holy God. Yes, that's a great story to end on.
And she's going to live 20 years. She's only 70.
Right.
She just had a stroke. She's not debilitated. She just lost her ability from the waist down. She's fully functional, and she's 70. She could live to 90.
Got it, mate. Great information. Love stories like that where you hear a great ending. Solutions, that's what we like to provide on Ron Siegel Radio. Great information, as always. If you want to chat more with Tom Borsig, Senior Samaritans, he'll help you find, or he'll help your loved ones find that senior community that's right for them. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with Tom. He's a great guy, takes care of a lot of people, and we don't even hold the fact that he's a UCLA fan against him. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.